KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to KSL at Night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. It is Monday, April 15th. It is the Monday after some key county conventions. Both Salt Lake County and Davis County Republican parties held their conventions this last Saturday. Some very key takeaways from those conventions that we want to hit on here to start the show. Also, Utah County will be having its county convention next Saturday. We need to discuss some issues going on in Utah County with the clerk's office, with a sitting senator, a challenger, and the Utah County Republican Party. I have a lot to say on that. First, I want to welcome to KSL at Night the award-winning KSL TV political reporter Lindsay Ertz, formerly of KSL News Radio. Lindsay, welcome to the show. I know, Lindsay, that I've been told you have the day off today because of your all the work you did over the weekend. So we're so happy and grateful that you would take a few minutes and join us here today on KSL at Night.
Well, I'm happy to be with you. It was a big weekend in conventions, and I think the one race that everyone was kind of talking about today was the Natalie Klein race, and
yes,
she did not make it through convention.
Yes, and a little bit of sour grapes coming on X from Natalie Klein. Certainly the drama continues, although the decisions have been made. Lindsay, as you mentioned, Natalie Klein, it wasn't necessarily a narrow margin. She lost handily to challenger Amanda Bollinger at convention. Amanda Bollinger will go on to be the nominee to represent the Republican Party in the state school board's, I believe, 9 race. Is that correct?
Yeah, District 9. And this is really interesting. The margin is really interesting because, Taylor, you and I often have this conversation about how, you know, delegates tend to be much more conservative than the broader primary electorate of Republican voters. And so there's always this conversation about the type of candidates that make it out of convention and would they be elected by the broader moderate, more moderate, I should say, Republican primary voters. And in this case, what happened here is the delegates in Salt Lake County went with what is being considered the less extreme candidate here.
Yeah.
After her win, Amanda Bollinger, we talked to Amanda Bollinger, and she said that very thing. And she said it shows that about the party. She called it the silent majority who showed up and cast their vote in this Salt Lake County Republican primary. And I think it goes to bring up some conversations about the caucus system, that it is possible for all types of voters within the Republican Party to show up and show up at this very grassroots level. And Natalie Klein really doubled down on her message. That was the group she was trying to persuade. She talked about what she believes is indoctrination happening in Utah schools with some of the mental health therapies and programs, social emotional learning, things like that. She has that belief that that's happening in Utah schools, and she really tried to appeal to that crowd. But at the end of the day, it was the other side of that coin who showed up and voted through Amanda Bollinger.
Yeah, exactly right, Lindsay. Well said. We know that Natalie Klein, I don't want to mince words about this, and I don't want to try to defend or justify what she did. Frankly, she just bullied a child on social media. She posted a photo of a girl who is actually, the irony is, or poetic justice, perhaps, a Cottonwood High School student, an athlete at the very school where Natalie Klein lost her political future. So there's some poetic justice there. But Natalie Klein bullied a child on social media and shamed her, called her out as being transgender when the child is not. Either way, unacceptable behavior. I'm shocked she's still in office. She should have resigned weeks ago, in my opinion. But I thought it was fascinating that this morning, and actually Saturday, Sunday, and then today, Natalie Klein supporters on social media are complaining about the fact that parents and educators throughout that school board district went to caucus meeting, got elected, so they could go to county convention and vote Natalie Klein out. They're complaining about that. How would you respond to that?
Well, I just kind of question, like, isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Yes.
Like, aren't we supposed to get involved at that very grassroots level? And that is the same argument that many who are supporters of the caucus system argue, that this is the grassroots level where you can really organize and get involved and have a say at this very, very grassroots level of who your candidates are. And delegates get a bad rap for not vetting candidates.
Yeah.
They get a bad rap for letting people through who may be more extreme or even more conservative than, again, that broader Republican primary electorate. But in this case, they went the opposite direction. And so it shows that it can work both ways. Whichever way you want it to work, it can work both ways.
Well, let's talk about a place where it's just not working at all, Lindsay, and that is in Utah County. You have really dug into and exposed a very troubling situation that is evolving in Utah County. This situation involves sitting state senator Michael McKell, a challenger Michael Cook, county clerk, Utah County Clerk Aaron Davidson, and the Utah County Republican Party. Can you break this down? What is this mess going on in Utah County?
Yeah, and I sort of want to preface this to say this is an example opposite to the Natalie Klein situation, where there is no oversight on the party's convention process here, and we've had a little bit of questions happening with the decisions the parties are making, right? So in the same breath, it's working in Salt Lake County, it's not working in Utah County, right?
Yeah.
So what happened here is a situation where this candidate, Michael Cook, who is running for Senator McKell's seat as a Republican challenger, he fills out his candidate filing form incorrectly. The county clerk filled in his party affiliation as Republican after the filing deadline, and the state elections office has reprimanded County Clerk Aaron Davidson for doing that. This happened a while ago. Well, meanwhile, the party voted to allow Michael Cook to continue on and operate as a convention candidate, despite the fact that that same form only allowed him to go through the signature path to the ballot. The party is arguing that Michael Cook can participate in convention, but not be put forward as the nominee. They argue that being a nominee is just one benefit of convention. The other benefits might include, you know, participation with delegates, having a booth space, getting our list or whatever the party provides for their candidates. So the party is arguing that Michael Cook could, if he is a candidate, be allowed to participate in convention while not being the nominee. But Senator McKell is arguing, look, you let him operate as a convention candidate with the assumption that he was going to go through convention, even though he had only gathered signatures. You didn't parse that out. You didn't make that distinction when he decided to go through convention. And so because he's been operating as a convention candidate up until now, McKell's arguing, well, I had to go out and gather signatures that I wouldn't have had to, because I would have been the party nominee outright if you hadn't allowed for that.
This is really, really troubling. Whether you support the caucus convention path over signatures, you support the dual path, as most Utah voters do, regardless, our elections are sacred. Election integrity is paramount. And Utah County Clerk Aaron Davidson has made a complete mess of this situation. And I have to assume that he is going to be in some serious trouble as this goes forward.
Yeah. So the other thing I'll point out is that McKell is threatening a lawsuit over this. So it remains to be seen where that stands. But the reporting that I've done shows that the party knew in March that he was a signature-only candidate, and they didn't inform delegates that he wasn't going to be the nominee. They say they just stayed silent, so they didn't put their thumb on the scale of either of these races.
They really
didn't inform their delegates.
Yeah, we're out of time, Lindsay. We'll have to leave it there. I think, at least in my opinion, the way I see things, we have some folks just trying to cover up their own tracks here, and they're making it up as they go. We will have you back very, very soon, KSL TV reporter Lindsay Ertz, to keep us updated on developments in this story and more. Thanks so much for joining us, Lindsay, especially on your day off.
Always. Always happy to, Taylor.
Coming up next, listeners, we will have a conversation with the newly minted Republican Party nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor, Aaron Ryder, after the break.